Is it Enix or Enix?
I say Enix.
I always say Enix. Square. Wait, no, I say Enix. I always say Square Enix. I hear people say Enix.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that sounds like Annex to me?
It just sounds wrong.
What did I hear today? Who are you to say what is wrong? But I agree with you. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. What am I doing there?
That was fine.
I didn't like that. Okay. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for the week of August 4th, 2008.
That was lovely.
Thank you. It took me a few tries this time. Please resist the urge to put in the bad attempts because I know you. Okay. Well, we're going to have a typical kind of show today.
Yeah.
We're going to start off the news. Probably not a huge news day. There was a Square Enix event. They recorded this. We're recording this Saturday night. So we'll talk about that and stuff. And, you know, that'll be exciting, right?
Sure.
Thank you. And then we're going to go to the Great American Edge Guy Gaming Quiz. I got it back.
The return.
Thank God. So hopefully I can hold on to this for a while. I think it's good because it gives me something to do. Because you're the one who have to get the news together.
Yeah.
So that's always your chore. It always took you a while off the quiz. You had a hard time with it.
I did too.
Sometimes today it all came to me pretty quickly.
That's
good. I got some Star Wars and Soul Calibur inspired questions this week.
All right.
So look forward to that. Then we're gonna talk about the games we've been playing this week.
A huge week this week.
Is it?
I'd say so.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got like five games to talk about.
Just Soul Calibur alone, and then there's plenty of other things. You're right. And I actually haven't talked about Fallout all that much yet, have I?
Like a little bit last
That's
week.
That's right. We named last week's episode after Fallout, didn't we?
Yeah.
Never mind. What am I talking about? Okay. It's moving along. Then we're going to talk about the games coming out next week, this week. Starting with the downloadable games and then your more normal retail stuff. We're going to look at 4-1-1 Mania. You know, take a look at Derek Robbins' top 10 list. This time it's top 10 of Wii games so far. So look forward to that. And then we are gonna dig into the mail barrel. That'll be the whole show right there.
Okay.
So why don't you start us off?
Okay. So first, I want to kick it off with Microsoft announcement of the Summer of Arcade. Basically, for the rest of the month of August, they have an excellent lineup of downloadable Xbox Live Arcade games. So it started this week with Geometry Wars 2, Retro Evolve 2, which we'll get into. This Wednesday coming, it's going to be Braid, which is some kind of time-bending platformer that's supposed to be really good.
Cool.
Then next week, August 13th, Bionic Commando Rearmed, which I cannot wait for. You know, it's two-player co-op.
Ooh, nice.
It does the thing where if you leave the screen, it does like that Toe Jam and Earl kind of thing where it switches to split screen.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
it's not online, though.
Well, it's okay. I've got you.
Mm. So after that, Galaga Legions. And to wrap it all up, we got Castle Crashers.
Oh, thank God, Castle Crashers is coming out. I have been looking forward to Castle Crashers so much. I mean, as a kid, I loved those four-player style beat 'em ups so much.
Yeah, like Turtles.
Turtles, the Simpsons, the Simpsons arcade game. There were so many good ones. Mm-hmm. I always like the arcade versions more, like arcade ones more than like the home consoles.
There's something more about that.
Yeah, Streets of Rage
shoulder
was fun.
To shoulder with each other around that
right.
thing.
And Streets of Rage is always fun. Final Fight and Double Dragon, those are fun. But you know what it is? It's the whole coin thing.
Yeah,
it's not, I guess kind of even miss is going to miss from this. But you know, it's not so much if you're rich enough, you can win.
Yes.
I kind of like that philosophy in gaming. Oh, God. I remember the one time. God, I must have still been... I was young, probably six or something. We were at Chuck E. Cheese's playing the Simpsons arcade game. Me and three of my friends. It was a birthday party, of course. God, we just...
Probably Simpsons.
Yeah, but Simpsons. We beat it, but only because some kid just had a freaking plastic bag. Like, you know, like a Ziploc bag just full, of course. This is back when it was only a quarter to play.
Right, right.
We damn near went through it. We beat it. That's a great game.
That is a good game.
Oh, I wish if that came out on Xbox Live Arcade, I'd be very
excited.
I'm
surprised it hasn't yet, honestly.
Well
anywho, the Japanese Xbox site actually showed Geometry Wars, Bionic Commando, and Galaga for 800 Microsoft points, Braid for 1,200, And Castle Crashers for a very random $2,200, which was $20.50. It did come out that Microsoft said those prices are wrong and a mistake, and whoops, we're actually still figuring out those prices.
The Castle Crashers guys commented too and said those aren't set yet.
Yeah, so hopefully a little less. Although honestly, from the sound of the content in Castle Crashers, $20 wouldn't be a bad deal for it.
I don't know.
I think it was a writer at Destructoid, and forgive me for not crediting the source. But he was saying, like, when you think about it, like, 3 years ago, Castle Crashers would have been a full retail release. And you would have, and it might have come out at, like, a quote-unquote budget price of $40 because it isn't a full game, and people would have been okay with it. But if it's a $20 downloadable, everyone freaks out and calls it expensive.
You know, you might be right there when I think about it like that.
Yeah, people kind of lose the perspective because they're used to paying, you know, $10 for Geometry Wars.
I think the most expensive Xbox Live Arcade game so far has been Penny Arcade.
Yeah. That was a full-blown game. I mean,
that was a little short, but yeah. I wasn't mad I spent $20
exactly,
on it.
Exactly, yeah. Also, to go in with this whole thing, they have this kind of running contest where every week, I think it's every week they have a drawing. Just for playing either the trial or full version of each of these games, your account gets entered to a contest to win. Like, you could get an Xbox Elite System, 100,000 Microsoft points.
So I'm entered into this contest?
That's correct.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And, you know, month or year-long live subscriptions. So, you know, you might win something.
Goody.
Yes.
I get to be the green guy when we play Castle.
Yeah, I get the blue one.
There's a lot of unlockable characters, supposedly.
The alien hominid, isn't it?
Yeah, and some others. I think a lot of, like, just the enemies you fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. Continuing with the Xbox Live service, we talked last week how it was rumored that like some games were playable for free online. Well, it's true. Anything that is a cross-platform title between Vista and 360, which would be Universe at War, Shadowrun, and there's a third one. Oh, the new Lost Planet Colonies Edition can be played for free by Silver subscribers. They didn't give an exact time frame for the kind of undisclosed promotion. But they kind of hinted to be about the time the new Xbox Experience becomes available. So if you happen to have one of those three games and you have a gold account, have fun. Never mind. I'm going to keep going.
What's wrong?
I forgot to type a new story, but I'm going to save it for a little bit.
Okay.
So Activision Blizzard, now that they're like all put together and everything, they kind of went through the Vendy's lineup of to-be-published titles, picking and choosing what they wanted, because really, I mean, they have Blizzard in the name, but it's really Vivendi. The Blizzard name is bigger. Part of this was going through like things like Sierra and all the smaller companies under Vivendi. So they decided they're going to retain the Crash Bandicoot, Ice Age, Spyro licenses, the still in development title Prototype, and another as-yet-unannounced title.
Now, Prototype, that's the other Crackdown kind of game that isn't Infamous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that isn't All Points Bulletin, because that's the one that's being made by the Crackdown guys.
Oh,
it's a third so one.
Isn't All Points Bulletin also like
an MMO or something? Yeah. Well, anyway. So this means that Brutal Legend, Ghostbusters the video game, Wet, and the Chronicles of Riddick Assault on the Dark Athena are without a publisher. However, it should be stressed, they are not canceled. At least for sure we know that Ghostbusters and Brutal Legend aren't, because the developers have said so. So basically, they just need publishers, and I'm sure none of these games will have a problem finding a publisher.
I can't believe they won at least one Ghostbusters.
It seems like it's almost done. You have all four of the stars on the project. You have Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd writing it.
It seems high profile. It seems like there's excitement for it.
Yeah.
Brutal Legend, I mean, I can almost think, because Tim Schafer doesn't have a great track record with sales, but I mean,
it's almost Jack Black. Yeah, that's so marketable.
It's definitely a much more marketable game. You figure, take a chance.
Yeah.
Chronicles of Riddick, I mean, I'd like to see that. That's the remake, right? Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it. I don't know what Wet is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's just, and they didn't do Born.
No, that went back to Ludlum.
Well, it makes sense because they have James Bond.
Why would they?
What do you mean went back to Ludlum? That's a guy.
The Ludlum Entertainment Group, or it's got some name, like his publishing group or whatever.
What, he has a... What is he... A game went back to...
Because they handle... There's still Bourne novels coming out that aren't written, well, obviously by Ludlum because he's dead.
Yeah, I know.
So it's... Think of it like... I don't know, I'm trying to think of a parallel. There really isn't but one like, that I could think of.
But Ludlum, whatever, isn't going to be the publisher of this game, ultimately.
Think like Marvel, how they just hand out their licenses to different game studios. They could have different studios making Bourne games.
It'd be weird this Bourne game never comes out and we have a demo for it.
It's out.
This game's out?
Yeah, it's been out.
See, that's why I'm confused. Oh, this game's been out.
Yeah.
One of people, I'm so confused. So, then why does it switch publishers?
Just the future of franchise.
Oh, they, you know, it's three movies. Get it. So they just get... Okay, yeah. See, this is my confusion.
Yeah,
I thought
Activision Blizzard won't be doing any more Bourne games.
I thought there was a game coming out.
No, it's already out.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bourne, I wasn't following it that much.
So people have been reporting at various Targets and Walmarts and whatnot that the 60-gigabyte Xbox 360s that retail for $349.99 are out in the streets. Major Nelson commented saying there really is no street date for it. Just once they get them, stores may put them out. So if you wanted to get one of the 20 gigs for $300, I'd get on that because it sounds like they're kind of getting out of the retail channels. Also, I don't know if the separate 60-gigabyte hard drives are out, though. Before I understand, for $100 you get the hard drive, a headset, and 3 months of Live, which isn't too bad of a deal. Still kind of a lot of money for 60 gigs.
If you say so.
Better than $100 for 20 gigs. I wonder if the 120 drives are supposed to come down in price a bit too, to 150. I wonder if that happened yet.
Excuse is a funny word.
Yeah, it is. Kind of annoying. Anyway, good news. Blizzard has announced that Wrath of the Lich King will be out Q4 2008, meaning it will be out by the end of the year.
No kidding.
Well, it's there's those.
What did you just say?
There's those fiscal year things, and that screws everything up sometimes. So I just want to reiterate that it will be out sometime between October and December, barring any delays, because that's what happened to Burning Crusade.
Right.
It came out in February. Speaking of delayed things, the Burnout Cagney update is finally coming by the time you're listening to this Monday for the 360 version of Burnout Paradise. They've also reconfirmed the bike update, codenamed Davis, although I think they're just calling it like the Paradise Bikes patch now or something generic like that, will be coming in the month of August, presumably to both systems. Hopefully, like, they've kind of learned their lesson of, like, Microsoft certification procedure in this patch for, like, all the future ones. But, they said in the bike patch, like, the bikes don't kind of have the same crash emphasis as the cars. Like, they don't twist and contort. Like, as soon as you start to crash, your biker just kind of, like, the actual guy just kind of disappears. Because, you know, like, the game's team rated. They can't have this guy crumpling about. More so, the emphasis is on speed, which they say, like, especially when you go into first-person view, is, like, phenomenal.
Right, but I can't. Speed. With traffic and stuff.
Well, no. See, when you're racing at night, there's less traffic on the streets.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And I think you could turn on so like it actually cycles day and night, or you can pick one or the other.
Well, that's good. I hate games that go through day and night, sort of.
Just like too fast?
No, but I hate when it's almost too slow, and you're stuck at night, and you can't fast forward, and you can't do anything at night because all the stores are closed. Saying.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I hate that.
I agree.
Just in Fallout, like, Fallout's not so bad because you can just like leave and go to the world map and walk around a little bit, it'll become day again, but there's no reason I want to be anywhere during night because it's just darker and the stuff is closed.
Right.
There are some things that are you can only do at night in certain towns, certain quests, but that's about it. Move ahead.
Let's talk about some failures. First, I'll throw this one in here. I forgot to write it. But
Magic guy.
This is actually a non-failure, so it's okay. Boomblox, after reportedly bad May sales, actually has sold to date almost 500,000 units, 450,000. So
people were upset about nothing.
Exactly. Also, they've kind of said that the game will be coming to other platforms.
What? Like what? Like what?
360, PS3,
well,
PS2.
How the hell is that
going
to work?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll we'll be a figure lot of out fun.
Something. Yeah. Here's a failure. Apparently, Hellgate London and Mythos Development has been picked up by Korean publisher T3, and they're opening a new studio in San Francisco to continue the development. So I guess that's good if you own Hellgate, or we're looking forward to Mythos. I fall into both of those crowds, huh?
I thought you said that was a failure. Well, it was kind of a follow-up to a failure.
Yeah, Hellgate's done. Well, there's no saving it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Mythos could still be good, I maintain.
Wasn't Mythos just, like, basically some sort of kind of really early alpha for Hellgate?
It was supposed to be, like, the test for the network infrastructure. Like, literally, like, a guy was making it by himself. And then I think they kind of realized in Flagship itself, they're like, oh, this is actually better than Hellgate London. Let's actually focus on this. And they turned it into, like, a full-fledged project.
Hmm.
It's a good game.
like, as far as, like, Diablo clones go, it's definitely, it's like, it's a mix of playing Diablo, but with the online infrastructure of Guild Wars, where, like, everybody's in the towns, and then when you go out into the world, it becomes instant.
Hellgate London is one of those games that was much better 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Before it came out.
Yeah.
That was very exciting.
Yeah. Well, let's go on to Square. This is stupid. Square Enix's DKS3713 event. What the hell does that even mean?
I can tell you. D stands for Dissidia. K stands for Kingdom Hearts. S stands for the new Vagrant Story. Not Vagrant Story. What is that series? There's a third one coming. It was only cell phones. Now it's coming for the cell phone. Valkyrie Profile 3, I think. My bad. Did I say Vagrant Story? Valkyrie Profile.
S? You said S.
Because there's a subtitle or something. So it's some game with a subtitle, okay? Seven is the compilation of Final Fantasy 7, and 13 is Final Fantasy 13.
Oh, the S3 is the Valkyrie Profile 3 or whatever?
Maybe. Maybe the S is something different then. I forget. But they all stand for things.
Oh, well, it's still stupid. Anyway, the big news to come out of the event, and they teased this kind of at E3 that there was going to be a big deal announcement, but when the Blu-ray re-release of Advent Children arrives in Japan in March, there will be a playable demo of Final Fantasy 13 for the PlayStation 3.
It's good to know that, you know, they're coming along enough that there's going to be something playable by March.
Yes. They had their, like, closed doors, no cameras allowed video demo. For some reason, they don't want the rest of the world to know about it, but they did show some actual gameplay of Final Fantasy 13. No battles, just like walking around, basically saying, look, it's real.
The 3's the third birthday.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Just, I don't understand why Square's so secretive about this, though. Are they like ashamed of it?
Secretive about what?
Like they invited 1,000 people to this event. It's all closed door. There's no media.
That's just the way they've always been.
But it's just stupid. Like, why would you not want people to see that?
I don't know. That's the way they've always done things.
It drives me nuts. They also know this is actually kind of nice. Final Fantasy Ajito 13 and the new Parasite Eve game, which were announced. Oh, Parasite Eve third birthday.
See,
yeah,
that's okay. What I meant. Parasite Eve.
Okay, so both of these were announced as cell phone games in Japan, which meant in America that they may as well not exist because cell phone gaming is not what it is here that it is there. But they announced that they are going to bring them both to the PSP as well.
And to those of you
makes me wonder, what the hell kind of cell phones do they have?
That's why I wanted to address this. People might be worried, like, they're just cell phone games. Japan's cell phone games are crazy good.
Yeah, they have some seriously powerful cell phones.
Yeah, so these will be fine.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear this because there's no way we were going to play these games.
Otherwise. Yeah, and Parasite Eve, I'm curious to see how that does.
I'm more interested in
the first game. I liked it.
So some other things.
Yeah, what else? You know more about this than I do. So what else
happened for
there?
Dissidia, the Final Fantasy fighting game, Kefka from Final Fantasy VI was announced as a character, as well as Final Fantasy III characters, Onion Knight, which is just kind of like the generic sort of starting character. Because in the DS remake, they gave them all names up, but originally they were just kind of nameless, sort of like in Final Fantasy I. Uh-huh. And then the bad guy from Final Fantasy III, the Cloud of Darkness, who was sort of just an ambiguous cloud in the game, but I guess she's being represented as kind of like this girl sort of thing. Interesting enough, we still don't have we don't have protagonists announced from 6 or 7 yet, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, no characters announced from 4 or 5. Now, the interesting thing is that they said characters from 9 Final Fantasy games will be represented in this. Which means that
2 will be out.
No, 2's already been.
I mean, 2 Final Fantasy games
will be included. Well, obviously 11.
That's silly. Well,
what?
I wasn't even counting 3 if you count 11.
Yeah, okay. So, maybe, I'm thinking 12 maybe? I don't know why, but, and then maybe 5, sadly enough.
Didn't they show Cecil?
No, they haven't.
4.
Cecil looks a lot like the guy, the Guardian of Light or whatever. Okay. That's what you're thinking of. Hero of Light.
I mean, if you're making this kind of game, why wouldn't you just include one of everything?
Well, maybe they're hidden. That's what I just read on 1UP.
It doesn't match with the story that they made up.
Maybe. that is disappointing, though.
Yeah, it's just stupid. I mean, if you're making a fan service game, serve the fans.
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping. I didn't even think about 12 for some reason. That sucks. There's no 12 characters.
Yeah.
Moving on, though.
Silly. I want Vaughn in there. What? No.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, want Balthier. Balthier would be cooler than the bad guy was.
Anything else from the DK?
Well, they showed off the Kingdom Hearts games. Which reminds me, there's a Kingdom Hearts mobile game called Kingdom Hearts Coded. I wonder if that might get a PSP release.
Yes.
Well, maybe not. If they already have their big
PSP game.
Maybe
they'll make that an iPhone game.
Yeah, because there's Kingdom Hearts. Birth by Sleep coming out for the PSP, which was playable at the show. Two playable characters, Ven and Terra. From one of the stages, I don't think we had a Disney setting, but the one stage was set in like Cinderella world, mm-hmm. and you were like mouse size and sort of interacting with Jacques and I'd imagine Gus also.
I think they just call him Jack.
Okay, Jack. It's spelled with a K, okay, or something weird.
It's not K. Jack spelled. I meant Q. Okay.
Excuse me. But so there was that, and I think that's pretty much the big stuff that went on there.
Okay.
I think some people always get themselves set up for these things, expecting Megatons, like new Chrono Trigger or something.
Yeah.
But nothing like that.
Okay.
Oh, there were release dates for the Kingdom Hearts games. Well, kind of. Japan release dates, the DS Kingdom Hearts game by the end of this year. Same thing with the cell phone game. I think it had a bit more specific release date, but it doesn't matter for us. And they just said Birth by Sleep sometime in 2009.
No, shocking. Also in 2009, Activision Blizzard has confirmed another Call of Duty will be out, presumably this one developed by Infinity Ward.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is that... People are kind of speculating this is going to be a sci-fi game, aren't they?
I think that's kind of been dismissed. I think actually Infinity Ward themselves kind of shot that down.
Well, I'd hope not.
Yeah, if they could do a sci-fi game, I just wouldn't call it Call of Duty, you know?
Maybe. I mean, why not? Why can't it be the U.S. military in the future and stuff like that?
Near future, like Tom Clancy type stuff, but not like fighting aliens.
I don't know. Yeah. I think if they're going to do it, they should go all out.
Okay. So Valve has been a tremendously outspoken company against the PlayStation 3, particularly Gabe Newell.
Well, they had a sort of a weird thing going on with the Orange Box and the PS3.
Yeah, well, the same kind of thing is happening for Left 4 Dead, where Gabe actually said there would be no PS3 version of Left 4 Dead, and there were rumors of it, and he was like, no, we're not doing it. Well, apparently EA likes money more than they like morals, so they're handling the port themselves.
What do you mean? What? No, you're saying that it's morally bankrupt to make a PS3 port?
Okay, no,
that was strangely...
Poor choice of words.
Yeah, please.
Okay, well, okay, they care more about making money than what Valve wants.
They care more about making money than Gabe Newell's random pissy attitudes.
Yes, okay, that's what I mean. But so yeah, they're going to handle the port themselves. It's unknown if it'll launch at the same time as the 360 and PS3 versions. I'm getting it on PC.
I have to admit, I've not been following this game at all.
It's supposed to be phenomenal. Like, it is a four-player co-op game.
Is it first person?
Yes.
Okay.
Where it's like, it's the new 30 Days Later zombies that actually run, like hundreds of them. And the game has this AI director that changes up the game every time. It's like the levels are the same, but the encounters are random. So like whereas one time you played through it when you got into like the parking garage, that might have been a place where a lot of zombies were coming at you. A second time through, like, nothing may happen. And then when you get to the roof, that's when they come. And it's to kind of keep that half-like that dynamic that they keep so much of battle fatigue, where, like, they have highs and lows.
Right.
They keep that going. And then, additionally, there are four kind of boss zombies that can be played by human players while the four of you are having your co-op adventure.
Interesting.
Yeah, and like the ones, like this big bloated fat thing that like it vomits on you kind of, and this vomit like draws zombies to you, so like basically makes you aggro. There's one that like uses its tongue like a grappling hook. I think one's just like really strong.
That's an interesting feature.
Yeah, so it's everyone who's played it said it's absolutely phenomenal. I'm really looking forward to it.
Force Engine, I take it, right?
Huh? Yes. Force. Oh, yes.
Is this why they're not saying anything about Episode 3?
Well, Valve's not developing this. It's Turtle Rock Studios, I believe. They kind of picked it up because they were so impressed by it, and they're publishing it.
The one thing they've released for Episode 3 is that concept art. Did you see that back when that kind of came out a couple weeks ago?
I'm sure I did. I can't
It was really cool. It was like one of those, I don't know what you would call them, overseer aliens.
Yeah.
And it was this kind of big landscape, like almost like you're inside the Citadel, and you saw like kind of like the silhouette of Gordon Freeman holding his crowbar.
Nice.
That's always such a kind of iconic image of Gordon Freeman with his crowbar.
Yeah.
Good stuff there.
And to close that with Valve, on the Team Fortress 2 blog, they announced a new environment is being worked on for Team Fortress 2.
Thank God. Thank God it's not all that kind of desert industry.
Yeah. They just had some unshaded, very early screenshots of what they're working on. It looked like a missile silo.
Wait, that's not much different. I was hoping like a jungle.
Well, there's no texture or anything to it, so...
Okay, yeah.
Could go anywhere.
I would like to see something. I'd like to see The Rock 2, whatever it's called.
Oh, Rock 2.
Rock 2. I want that level back.
Who knows? You might get your wish.
Yeah, they'll make it Control Point or something stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard me. Well, I guess that's it for the news then.
That is it.
All right.
Let's go to the quiz.
Let's move to the Great American Ad Guy Gaming Quiz.
I'm excited.
As usual, we have 5 questions, including a bonus question. If you get 5 points, the quiz is turned back to you. This is the first time, so with me again. So second run through, let's give it a shot. Yeah. First question. U.S. dollars no longer exist in the post-apocalyptic world of Fallout. What is the main form of currency?
Bottle caps.
Correct. Number 2. Besides Edgemaster in Inferno, which original Soul Calibur playable character does not return to the roster in Soul Calibur 4?
Original Soul Calibur.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Trying to just think through the original Soul Calibur. It's got to be one of the secret characters.
Be forgiving here, AJ. You know, if you don't have much of an idea, don't drag it out.
No, I just got to visualize this in my head, all the characters.
You want to maybe say them out loud for our benefit at least?
I can't.
So it's not dead air?
Well, I know Lizard Man's in there. I know, like,
you're not going to have...
and everything.
Sophia's a man. Okay, come on, AJ.
Oh.
You got 10 seconds.
I feel like I know this. It's not Rock. Wait. It's someone who's like Rock.
5.
Oh, no. That'll count.
2. No. 1. You're done.
Oh, who is it?
Wang or Wong or whatever.
Oh, son of a bitch. That's right.
He has a full name, but there's like someone who's a clone of him that they introduced in 2.
Yeah.
And they kind of keep switching back and forth, but... It's the clone guy. The one I say is always gay,
yeah,
but I like his moveset.
Wong or something.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but it's him. So, 1-2. So you can still win this thing.
Okay.
Third question. Which of these Final Fantasy songs is not from Final Fantasy X?
Jeez.
Isn't It Wonderful? Eyes on Me? Thunder Planes? Or Out of the Frying Pan?
Say it one more time.
Isn't It Wonderful? Eyes on Me? Thunder Planes? Or Out of the Frying Pan?
Eyes on Me.
Correct.
Sweet.
Do you know which one that's from? Just thought I'd ask. Not the bonus.
I think it's from 8.
It is. Good job. Sweet. But that wasn't worth anything. What was the name of the Star Wars fighting game?
Star Wars Masters of Tirus Kassai.
Wow.
Oh, man, I love that game.
Oh,
I think I may be the only person in the world who enjoyed that game.
Wow.
Good. I didn't even bat an eye.
Jeez, I can't believe you knew that.
Oh, yeah. I love that game.
All right. Number 5. Name the protagonist from the N64 game Shadows of the Empire.
Oh, Dash Rendar.
Yes. Jeez.
I almost asked you that last week.
Really?
I thought it was too easy.
Ooh. Is that so, Edge Guy?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the bonus question.
Oh, man. So I'm 4-5 right now.
Oh,
huh?
Christ. A large number of superheroes from the Marvel Universe were represented in Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but a certain group was bizarrely absent. Who am I speaking of?
Certain group. The Fantastic Four.
Yes. So, wait, you... What? You get it back then?
Yes!
Oh, yes! Oh, for Christ's sakes. I got to do it once. I can't believe you knew the game of the. I can't believe you knew the name of that freaking Star Wars fighting game.
Oh, yeah.
They're nonsense words. Someone made them up. How do you know?
I don't know. Because I actually played that game a lot when we had it.
How'd you know Eyes on Me?
That was a guess.
God damn it. Oh, my God. I thought you didn't really play much of Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I thought you might not have.
I played. Oh, come on! I'm just living with you. I picked it up with through osmosis.
Christ! You better go easy on me next week.
I probably
want
will,
it back.
I'm kind of bummed, actually.
You sound bummed.
I'm happy to have won, but now, yeah, I got to do these now.
Oh, God damn it!
So what'd you play this week?
Soul Calibur 4.
Yay!
I got the PS3 version when it came out.
I got the 360 version today.
Yes. I've been playing a lot of it, and I really do like it a lot. Great. The best thing about it is the character customization, both in customizing current characters and creating new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Really, customizing current characters is kind of almost more fascinating, really. sort of getting a character you like and sort of changing their look in a way that you like. And there's a lot of different options. Uh-huh. I think you made the complaint that it's a great system if you want to make pirates and samurais.
Yeah.
Or ninjas and knights, you said.
Yeah.
And that's true. You can't get too far away from that, really. But, I mean, the options there, it's vast. There's a lot of neat stuff.
I just want to make a cowboy.
There's kind of something that's kind of like a cowboy hat.
Yeah, it was like the little bowler hat.
Yeah, but well, man, there's still some stuff I haven't unlocked yet.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff to unlock. But, like, I made my own Yoshimitsu, and I, like, kind of gave him this red-white look to him, and I really liked that. I have to show you that. Mm-hmm. And I kind of did the same thing to a version of Sephiroth. Not Sephiroth, Siegfried. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
But, yeah.
Okay, so here's a question I have for you. Since we have both versions now between us. Granted, we haven't had a lot of time with the 360 version.
PS3.
Okay. Why?
Because I want to play with the D-pad, and I like the PS3 D-pad a lot more.
And I gotta say, like, I've always played this game, this series with the D-pad. I actually enjoy using the 360's analog stick for it.
I know. I don't feel that at all. I need a D-pad. I don't like the 360 D-pad. Right,
your next question.
Okay.
Vader or Yoda?
I still think there's a certain degree of cheapness to Yoda in that certain attacks will just blatantly miss him and you can't throw him. He's fun to play as, definitely.
Yeah.
And if you Vader, if you want to competitively play with him, you don't have much of a chance because he's just too slow, kind of. He's fun to play as still. So I guess Yoda, but I mean, I wouldn't main either of them, so it's not a big deal for me.
I like the Apprentice a lot.
The Apprentice is kind of neat. Pretty fast and stuff, so
yeah.
Apprentice is pretty cool. But my main's so far, I've been like Yoshimitsu and Siegfried.
I haven't figured out who I want to main yet.
I've been character customizing like some of the characters I made. I made like a guy named Red and a guy named Blue, and they both have Hill Day's moveset, so they have flags. Flags,
that's awesome.
I thought that was kind of cute. I had to show you that.
Have to look at that.
I made like this blue guy, named him Surtron. Just silly things like that.
Yeah, I'll dig into that more this week with the character creator on my copy.
Yeah, but it's so great because you make characters and you can use them in any mode.
Mm-hmm, even story mode.
Even story mode.
That's cool. I didn't know that until you told me that.
Yeah, and it's even fits and stuff. And I said the way they kind of make this not so jarring as like, let's say if you made a character in like Mortal Kombat or like even in that Facebreaker demo where, you know, the announcer's like, you know, here's Scorpion versus player two. It's like, oh man, I'm pretty sweet, you know.
Yeah.
I think at Facebook, the announcer actually goes, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, I'm just not special. But there's none of that in this. Plus, it's cool because when you're playing through like the tower mode and even story mode and stuff, you can fight all of these different kind of creative characters that they make. So if you're gonna fight Cervantes, they throw in like three custom characters that also look like pirates that you fight, and it makes sense.
That's cool.
Right. If you go through story mode of Yoshimitsu, I have some guy who's supposed to be part of my clan who I can tag in and out of with.
Well, that's cool.
Another great addition is the tagging, which has been...
I haven't really gotten to use that yet.
Yeah, it's been in fighting games before. Marvel's Capcom, Tekken and stuff. But it's really such a great implementation. Implementation. I'm not sure if it's in versus mode, which is a bit of a bummer, though.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah, but it's great in single player mode. Hopefully they'll do more of that, because tagging is really cool. The tower mode, that's like... kind of the challenges and stuff, fun to play through and stuff like that. It really, it's a very polished, good-looking game.
So you've been playing it a lot, huh?
I've been playing a lot. My biggest problem is that I suck at it.
I was going to say, so you said that you've been playing, you feel like you're getting good?
Because I am terrible.
I just kind of showed up here and trounced you.
I am absolutely terrible at this game. I'm okay against the computers. I can do okay. I had a friend come over, and I didn't even know he ever played a Soul Calibur before. and I wanted to show him it. And, you know, he can be one of those friends who, if I show him something and I kind of beat him too much, he won't like it. I remember when I showed him Gears of War, and I showed him multiplayer, and he's like, man, this game's not for me. Then later on, eventually, like, bought it and played through it a billion times and loved it.
Uh-huh.
But he won't like it if I beat him.
Right.
So first I'm playing through it, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going easy on him. He beats me a couple of times. Like, okay. Then I kind of try a little harder. I still can't beat him. And I'm like, okay, now this is for reals. I pick Yoshimitsu. I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill this kid. And I keep going. I keep going. I keep losing and losing and losing. We played like 10 matches. I won two of them. I could not freaking believe it. I was infuriated. I go online to play, and it kind of keeps track of your winning percentage. I have a 20% winning percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Every single person I play is above the 50% mark. That is mathematically impossible. These people must be losing to somebody besides me.
Maybe not. Maybe it's you versus the world.
But no, because I don't play that much. No, seriously, the math doesn't work out.
I don't know.
If somebody has a 68 winning percentage, somebody out there must have a 32 winning percentage.
Well, they're not fighting you.
They're not fighting me. I'm terrible. I can't win. Then you get the game the first time we're playing today, and I freaking win like 3 out of the 20 matches we play. Why do I suck so bad? Tell me, what do you notice?
You accuse me of button mashing with Mitsurugi.
You don't know Mitsurugi's moveset. Don't tell me you remember.
Mike.
AJ, just because you push YY and it does a 2-hit combo doesn't mean you know his moves.
Okay, fine. Here we go. What? If you do back kick followed by the vertical slash, that's his duty call strike. If I do back
duty call, you're just making this
up.
No,
because in Soul Calibur 1, he would sound like he went duty calls when you did it. If I hit back and wide,
in
that's
Soul
a
Calibur
step back,
1,
faint
they
attack.
Spoke in Japanese.
Well,
sir.
I know he's not saying duty calls, but that's what it sounds like. Back and Y is his faint
you're just
back
making
slash
up.
Attack.
You're
forward Y is his quick jab.
You're just making stuff up. This is bull.
I beat you. Well,
what am I doing wrong? Tell me.
I don't know.
Do I not low guard enough?
Well, for one thing, you are very susceptible to the same attack over and over again.
Well, for God's sakes, because you're button mashing.
Well, then I guess I mashed the right ones.
You're that little kid, or the faggot kid, who's always leg sweeping in Mortal Kombat, aren't you?
No, yeah, but I wasn't.
Constant leg sweeps. Okay, you just said you like to use the same move over and over again.
Then duck and block.
I try. But I also try to do forward and block and do the rappel thing, and that never works.
Yeah, one off.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I tried like 500 times. We're not talking about Soul Calibur 4. Okay. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I'm glad I ended up getting it.
I'm glad it's not Soul Calibur 3 again.
Yes.
It's the best creative fighter in a fighting game I've seen yet.
It's a good bridge between the hardcore and the casual fighting
game
genres.
It is. Because, you know,
it's got the complexity, but it's easy enough.
Right.
Like,
if I was to play somebody in even Smash Brothers, they would not be happy because I would just beat them.
Right.
And here they can beat me for better or for worse.
Yeah. You mentioned it. So let's just talk real quick about it. The Facebreaker demo came out this week.
I played it. It doesn't seem complicated at all. It's very simple.
I played it. It's this whole. It's just highs and lows, and then you either dodge or counter.
You can kind of charge your dodge. Yeah, there's not a lot to it.
No. You and PJ tried to create a character in that.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
Or, like, actually take your picture.
Yeah, that usually doesn't work out.
I appreciate how Peter Moore is one of the included creative characters.
Yeah, that's amusing.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed fun.
I don't know if I'd pay full price for it. I wouldn't pay $60 for
that. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd rather get, like, the old amusing. Fight Night or something. I'd rather bust out Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Ready to Rumble, too.
Well, along with that demo, EA Sports also released the Madden 09 demo. And
we have to talk about Madden.
Yeah, I think it's because there's enough different stuff about it this year. They have this whole Madden IQ thing where they run you through these tests when you start, and it kind of determines your skill level. Problem is, the first one they'd be doing is offensive running, but it's just like each of the guys running at you has an icon over their head of which move will beat them. So, like, you know, B to spin move, right analog stick to juke him. Well, if I know what to push, I could push buttons. Like, when I'm actually playing the game, I don't know how to, like, what's best to use when. But because of that, I perfected the whole thing. It thinks I'm all the way up to all Madden.
You're a pretty good Madden player. Huh?
Apparently. But then you get to the defensive one, where so much of it is in the hands of the AI. It's like, how's it even judging me right now? Like, I'm not even doing anything. The AI is, like, dropping the ball. And it counts as me defending it successfully. So, I mean, the thing, it keeps going the entire time you're playing and adjusting it. So this, I guess it's just to get a baseline to start from. So it's not like that's your score and that's it. It just, some of it seems specious. And the problem with the demo is they have this thing this year called Madden Moments. And the one in the demo is you play the Giants' last offensive drive from last year's Super Bowl where they were at 4-1 and they go on to win the game. So you play that and you have to score a touchdown. And if you fail on it, you have to retry it. As a result, there's no defense in the demo. And defense, to me, is always the most boring part of Madden, so I was curious to see if they did anything to fix it up. And you can't, like, judge it from this demo, which is kind of a bummer.
Right.
Also, real quick, dude, I had 4 or 5 guys in the open field just drop passes for no reason. Like, it was the most frustrating thing ever. Mm. It was so annoying. But,
Was it Madden-y?
Yeah, I mean, I will say they definitely improved the graphics. Like, the graphics actually look really good.
There's no, they don't have the commentary in the demo, because they actually got like two like guys from NBC, I think, to do it, not just like that EA radio guy they've had the last few years. So I get, you can't judge that from the demo. Like, I'll at least rent the game when it comes out. I sold off last year's copy before its value got too low.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, so
I did the same thing with Star Wars.
I'm sure it's mad. I'm sure it'll sell well.
Mm-hmm.
If this Madden IQ thing works as well as they say it does, and actually does adjust your skill like that, that would be good. Because I mean, it'd be nice to be like, because I'm okay at offense, but I suck at defense.
Mm-hmm.
So if it like adjusts it like that, that'd be great.
I'm sorry I yelled at you earlier.
It's okay.
Okay. we played that new Geometry Wars thing, Jake. Which I say I like. I did not like Geometry Wars 1 very much, but I really like this. All the different modes are neat.
It's great. Well, yeah. Should we go through the modes real quick?
Okay, quickly, though. Okay. First, you got time, which is the 3 minutes.
No, it's deadline.
Okay, but 3 minute time thing, that's my least favorite.
It's like Pac-Man Championship Edition. Yeah. It's actually one of my more favorites.
See, I'm not a big fan of that. But you missed things. They don't have gravity wells in that version.
No, there are. Aren't there?
No, I don't think there aren't.
They're not.
You don't have bombs in it.
Yes,
wait,
you
maybe
do.
You do. Never mind.
They don't give you points. They just create geoms.
Yeah, that's right. So there's that mode. Then the second mode you get is King, which I like a lot.
King's awesome.
King's cool. That's when there's little circles, and you got to go in these circles, and you can only shoot from there, and the enemies can't attack you from there. But these circles, they disappear after a while. So you have to find the next one. It's a really cool mode like that.
And it's so, like, I still can't get that damn achievement to go through 30 circles without shooting a shot.
I almost got it my first try. I got to 29. And I
could get 28, and I just can't get past it.
My first try, and yeah, I almost had a heart attack. I was just too anxious.
Then after that's just evolved, which is
that's fine.
The evolution of the first game, and the big difference in this one is I mentioned the geoms that all the enemies drop. So your multiplier, instead of just consecutive kills, every time you pick up a geom, adds to your multiplier.
Right.
And when you die, you don't lose it. So, you know, we have, like, this, like, times 500 multiplier going.
Right. Then after that, pacifism, which is... There's these little gates you kind of drive through, and they kind of create little explosions that hurt the enemies. And they have red ends to them that you can't hit. So you have to fly through the gates, and you can't shoot in this mode. So you can only attack with flying through the gates.
Yeah, and it's what's cool is those gates show up in the other modes, too.
Yeah, those are cool. Neat idea. That's a fun mode. Then you have Waves, which I think is really cool.
Waves comes from Project Gotham Racing 4.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I like getting that achievement, the four waves at once, because just maneuvering through them, I felt very, very fancy
It was very neat. Then you have like the sort of mission mode. What is it called?
Survival. Okay. 20 structured levels, and it's really hard.
The neat thing about the game is that it constantly tells you, like, who on your friend list high score you can beat
like
next.
On a screen is all six modes, and by each icon is, like, a top, like, 10.
Right, then, but then mode. When you're in the game, on the top right is the next
score to beat. Yeah. So it's, like we were saying before, usually I've never been one much like, leaderboards, blah, blah, blah. But because it's right there, like, that's all I care about is, like, beating all of my friends.
Right. No, it's cool.
Of course, we'll never beat Pete. That guy's a freak.
Yeah. But it's fun. I enjoy it a lot. And that's coming for someone who, like I said, did not enjoy first Geometry Wars all that much. I'm surprised the sequels took so long to come out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was worth it.
Well, I guess they made that Wii game. Did anybody like that?
They didn't develop it.
Oh, really?
No.
Interesting. Okay. Did you play anything else?
Yes, two more things I got.
Oh, God.
That American McGee's Grimm watch GameTap. The way I described it to you, imagine Pac-Man where the ghosts don't kill you, they just replace the dots very slowly with a little bit of rudimentary platforming that if you can't do it, then you need to go like play Mario again to learn how to play video games.
So you don't like it?
The gameplay is pretty bland. It's basically a lawnmower game. You're just walking around and, like, you cover everything with filth to make it dirty and grimy. And the more you do that, the larger radius you get, and you could, like, transform bigger things.
Kind of like, is it sort of Katamari-like?
A little bit.
But very short, 22 minutes, you said.
It took me 20 minutes to beat the first episode.
Free.
Now, the first episode's free, so you can all go download the GameTap client and try it. If this is just laying the groundwork and future episodes expand on it, this could be okay. If every episode is going to be exactly like this, just a different story, No, thank you.
Okay.
The thing is, the reason I kept even playing it is the writing is actually not bad. It's not brilliant, but it's not bad. It's at least enough to keep you interested. I wasn't, like, laughing out loud or anything, and it kind of has a bit of an over-reliance on, like, fart jokes for my taste.
Right.
But it wasn't awful, and the graphics are actually pretty nice, too. It's got a nice kind of cartoony, Tim Burton-esque look to it.
Right.
Which I know gets kind of overused anymore these days. I also don't understand who American McGee is that he can put his name on everything.
He used to work at ID.
Yeah.
All those guys became superstars. What, you mean it's just id?
It's id, yeah.
I've been saying ID all this time.
Id and ego.
Oh.
Super ego, yeah. The last game I played is Luc Bernard's little pet project, Eternity's Child. It was originally announced as an XBLA game, and he decided he'd rather do it on the Wii, and I didn't even know it was coming to PC, but apparently it is, and it's out for Steam right now. It's $5, but if you get it before August 8th or something, it's $4.50.
Okay, well, like, what is this exactly?
Okay, it's a 2D platformer, hand-drawn HD graphics, so it looks gorgeous. The way it's played, at least with the default keyboard and mouse setup, you just use A and D to move, what's his name? Angel, left and right. Spacebar jumps. And then you're moving a cursor on the screen, and he's got with him a friend, Rose. And she has wings, so she just kind of flies behind him. And she can shoot, like, these little energy balls from her hand towards wherever the cursor is. So you're platforming while you're also kind of aiming around and shooting.
Right.
It works well, except there's... When you jump, when you land, it has to play out this little animation of him landing. And while that animation's playing, you can't jump till it's done.
Yeah.
And so that kind of throws off the timing of a lot of jumps. I think they're going to try to fix it. At least enough people seem to be complaining about it that I hope he would. Also, it doesn't support the 360 pad for gamepad use, which is odd. They said they're working on it. They were surprised how many people requested that feature. Idiots.
Right.
But, I mean, the game is good. I just really want to try it with the fixed controls. And it has a level editor, which could be fun.
Interesting.
And a very nice soundtrack.
There was another 2D indie game I played on the PC a while ago called Aquaria that you should try.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone should look into that. It was kind of like Echo the Dolphin meets Metroid. All right. Is there anything else you played? You done?
I think so. A lot of games. More Civ Rev, but...
Yeah, there's the usual all stuff we've been playing. To play more Fallout. Nothing to report. Just working on that. So, why don't we move ahead to gaming list, what's coming out.
Okay, let's go to the download games. On the Wii, Pong Toss, which was originally Beer Pong Toss. I find this odd. This was going to be Beer Pong Toss, rated T for teen. Parents start bitching. Oh, you can't have a beer pong game. It'll teach kids drinking, blah, blah, blah. So they remove all the alcohol references from the game, but it's still beer pong. Just because they're not saying it's beers in the cups, you're playing beer pong. I mean, the subtitle is Frat Party Games. But because they removed the alcohol references, it now got re-rated to E. So actually, it expanded who could be playing this game and teaching kids about the merits of beer pong.
Yeah, a bit backwards.
And it looks awful. I mean, like, the face textures, like, they're so blurry you can't even make out the face. Mm. One of those deals.
Right.
The Virtual Console, Art of Fighting 2 for the Neo Geo.
It's kind of the precursor to King of Fighters,
I think, maybe. Okay. And something
they made
called
so many fighting games.
Chase HQ for the TurboGrafx.
And I don't want Neo Geo TurboGrafx.
No,
games,
I really don't. They don't get it.
I mean, that's fine. Back when they were releasing three every week, and like the third one was a Neo Geo game, but
yeah.
Give me more Super Nintendo.
Seriously. XBLA, Geometry Wars 2.
And
PSN saw the full release of Pixel Junk.
I guess we didn't really talk about that, but we did play
We did last week. We played the
did
demo.
We? I forgot how long
ago. The demo came out last week.
I will say this demo is infinitely long. I don't know when it ends.
Yeah, I don't really have any compulsion to buy the full game.
Yeah.
Whatever. Thank you. Then on GameTap, we have Grim and Alien Stars. It's a top-down shmup.
Okie dokie.
Dr. Jones.
Okie dokie, Dr. Jones.
To the real releases. All right. You feel this.
Well, is this correct? Yeah. I think you're... Is it? Because we talked about Soul Calibur 4 last time. No.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Here we go.
You're late. Sorry. You're behind a week. Thank you.
Okay, there we go.
Beijing 2008, the official video game of the Olympic Games, coming out for the PC August 5th. I think at it's already come out for everything else. Yeah. Fade Undiscovered Realms for the PC is August 8th. Braid, next Xbox Live Arcade game this Wednesday. That's August 5th for the 360. Summer Athletics for the Wii, August 4th, kind of a ripoff of
the Olympics.
Crash Time for the 360, August 5th. Don't know what that is. Little League World Series 2008 for the Wii and DS, August 5th. Monster Madness Grave Danger.
It's a downloadable game. It's on the Xbox Live Arcade, right? This is coming to PSN.
PS3, August 5th. Ford Racing Off-Road for the PC, August 5th. B-Boy, August 5th for the PS2.
Hip-hop-themed dancing game. Oh,
ooh. Baseball Mogul, 2009.
It's been on the list for 3 weeks. Yeah.
Grid, DS, August 5th.
That's weird. They're bringing like a hardcore, like, Gran Turismo-esque racing series of the DS.
We'll see how that does. Sport. King of Clubs for Wii, August 4th.
Mini Golf Puzzler. I've heard of this.
Interesting. Puzzler Collection for the DS, August 5th.
2,000 puzzles.
Interesting. Hannah Montana, Spotlight World Tour for the PS2, August 5th. And, how do you pronounce this game?
Weezer? Capital Y, lowercase s.
1 and 2 coming to the Wii.
Really?
Yeah. What is this exactly? Is this Wii? Is this, DLC or
there's like no info on it. I didn't know this was happening.
It sounds familiar.
It was a role playing game popular on Triple Graphics.
No, I know what the game is. Okay. I'm just saying. This re release sounds familiar. I just can't remember the details now.
Right.
Why don't we move ahead to Derek Robbins' top 10 list.
Top 10
Wii games. Thanks for the shout out this week, Derek.
Yeah. Except no thanks. Yeah. You didn't do one.
Yeah. We'll still cover your top 10, though.
Yeah.
Begrudgingly. Number 10 is Mario Strikers Charge, which I haven't played.
Yeah, I've been meaning to.
I heard it's fun. 9 is Mario Kart Wii, which I liked. A lot of people poo-pooed on, but I thought it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. 8 is WarioWare Smooth Moves, which I also thought was fun. 7 is Super Paper Mario.
Which, actually, I should mention, I played that this week. I forgot.
Right.
Picked it up again a little bit.
It's a fun game.
Except I got that part you had to run in the hamster wheel
for 10
minutes.
I thought there was
minutes.
A certain charm to that.
Yeah.
I always liked the GameCube Paper Mario the most. 6 is Zack and Wiki, which I thought was fun, but I hated dying.
I think
dying.
It's overrated.
Fair enough. 5, Metroid Prime 3, which I kind of forget existed.
Yeah.
I just, with that series, this seems like Metroid Prime 1 is so
definitive.
Yeah.
You don't really need the other ones. Yeah.
4, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, yes. 3 is No More Heroes, which...
I've never played.
Right, Chris.
From what I saw of it, yeah, we have it, don't we?
Yeah, Chris has it.
I don't feel like picking it up.
2 and 1, I agree with completely. Number 2, Super Mario Galaxy.
Very good.
A lot of fun. And 1, Super Smash Bros. Ball. So I cannot complain. Funny picture of Samus giving Lucas a German suplex.
Samus? You mean Snake?
I meant Snake. Well, I don't know why I said Samus. S. And, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Anything you know is missing? I've always been particular to the Resident Evil 4 version of...
True.
Of the Wii version of Final Fantasy 4.
The Wii version of Resident Evil 4.
Yes, thank you for
continuing to correct
me.
You.
Oh, is there anything else? I'm trying to think other Wii games I like that aren't on there. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe something would come to me.
I would have had a hard time coming up with 10.
Right. Well, why don't we go ahead to the mail barrel?
Okay. We have an email from Michel David Redke.
Who?
David Redke.
Oh, cool. A new reader.
Yes. Anyway. Exploding Barrel. I think Soul Calibur 4 is fucking awesome. The game is just... You know, by the way, you don't have to censor out fucking David. It's okay. The game is just sweet. I'm glad that Vader isn't broken like Yoda. Zing. I disagree.
Well, no. You can't hit him with certain moves. I know maybe he will... It seems like the win percentages are safe enough, but it's just weird.
Yeah. The install option really helps a lot with the character creation on the PS3. It was a real problem with Soul Calibur 3. PS2 really needed installs. We'll pause there. Like I said, we just played the 360 a little bit, but I noticed, because we both played it without the install on the PS3. It seems like, to me, the install speed on the PS3 kind of matches just the normal speed in the 360.
I don't know.
You've played it more?
I can't say. I don't know.
I mean,
that was
3 days ago, so I don't really remember.
I didn't notice anything slower.
Plus, the install options coming to the 360.
To be honest,
install.
I mean, I haven't really noticed a difference since I installed it.
Right.
So I can't say.
Continuing, Mega Man 10. I love Mega Man 10. I thought that was pretty cool.
Ooh. Man.
Good man. I love Mega Man 10, too.
There's no Mega Man 10.
Or X. Shit. When did...
Did you just say
My
X?
Apologies.
Wait a second.
My apologies.
Did he write Mega Man X?
No, he wrote X. Wow,
You just said 10?
It's
What's
late.
Wrong? This I don't is the know. Kind of thing that people... Mega Man X is not Mega Man 10.
I know. I don't know why the hell I did that. I am sorry.
I'm furious at you. I get the quiz back because you're that dumb. No, not really.
FYI, why are you calling Vincent David? Do you have a man crush, Mike?
Yeah.
Inquiring mind wants to know. All right. Thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you, David. We'll see if you read your email next week.
Yeah.
Gay probably implications. Will. Okay. I don't think I got any other emails.
Just, I didn't.
David sent me a message asking me what I thought this would cover for, which I covered extensively.
Yes.
I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about before we close up here?
I feel like I did have something I wanted to say.
You did yell at the guy at GameStop today, which I thought was a little uncalled
for. I hate
for.
It. It's just because I didn't yell at him. I even said to
well,
him.
Well, you bothered to tell him about your displeasure.
You
were not talking to
me. I hate
you. You told to the guy, no, I don't mean to, you know... Go ahead, you say what you say.
I hate it when you buy the game at GameStop and you get like the second to last or last one. And so they take like the display case off the wall and the game out of a sleeve and they sell it to you as new when that is no different than buying a game used. It should be $5 cheaper. And if they have a problem with that, then they shouldn't display their games like that. They should just like get little printouts.
Well, I'm glad that you told the person you bought the game off
of. That's right. I just hate that.
Yeah,
at least the sticker came off.
You had another obnoxious moment today when we were at the garage sale.
What'd I do?
You had to put the lawnmower back into the garage.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
You just putting it in neutral and rolling it in, there's somebody in the garage looking at stuff, some stranger. You turn the lawnmower on and you try to park it and you don't know how to like go in reverse.
It got
so
stuck.
You're just sitting there with this thing going as loud as possible. This lady like 5 feet in front of you is looking through things.
Oh, she was fine.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. God. Hey, little tip off. Squadron of Shame's Squadcast.
Oh, yeah. Squadcast number 6.
Squadcast
Star
number
Control
6. 2. Star Control 2.
Featuring Michael Minotti with a cameo by yours truly.
Well, you do the intro, but yes. I am in there. And Star Control 2 was a sort of classic PC game. I think, you know.
It's what Star Trek Bridge Commander should have been.
It's a very good game. Something I wish I really have played more of. Go listen to the podcast. If you have played and you have fond memories, or if you want to learn a little bit more about it, it was a good show. And you can find that on, just search for Squadcast.
iTunes Music Store.
Right, and you'll find that. That show's been doing pretty good for us. I think next we're doing Okami,
finally, which I
have nothing kind to say about.
Yeah, me neither.
So, I just keep reading people saying wonderful things about Okami.
Yeah, I don't
get
it.
Like, calling it a treasure and just stuff like that. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
I can make a lot of displeasing noises about Okami. Okay, everyone.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
So, thanks for listening. This was the Exploding Barrel Podcast, the more popular Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Yes.
You can find us on the iTunes Music Store or at our website at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. You can contact me at tolkoto@gmail.com or contact Ajguy at ajguy711@gmail.com.
I figured out why it's ajguy711 and not Ajguy.
What?
It had to be 6 characters or more.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I guess that would explain it. Okay, so thanks for listening and...
See you next week.
What are we even going to talk about next
Braid
week?
Braid.
Braid's interesting.
It should be.
Hopefully there's some news.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Bye.